Cole Seeley, hey, you won. Man, great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I just got off to an awesome start. And, yeah, just rode like I knew how to ride. And, you know, put in 15 solid laps, and I was pumped with the result.
And then any sketchy moments for you at all? It looked like it really came, I don't want to say easy, but kind of easy.
Yeah, first 4 or 5 laps, I was definitely nervous. And, you know, I had to put my head on straight again and just ride like I know how to ride, like I said. And, you know, just remember what I practiced at the test track. And, yeah, it was, I guess after that, after I'd started flowing and learning the lines on the track, it was somewhat easy. Considering how much time and effort I've put into this, so it's awesome.
And the whoops were big, huh?
Yeah, they were big, but they weren't even. That wasn't what was scary about them. They were slippery.
Oh, yeah.
This dirt, they really couldn't have done anything about it. They put a little moisture on it, and it didn't soak in. It was just super slippery on top. So, it definitely separated the men from the boys, I guess you could say. But yeah.
And then your ride last week in Phoenix, I think quietly was, nobody talked about it too much, but like 14th to 4th, great lap times. That give you a lot of confidence?
Yeah, well, actually, first lap after the second turn, I was in 17th. So,
okay.
Came from 17th to almost 3rd, almost right. Passed Mo for 3rd. So, I mean, yeah, it was huge confidence booster, just knowing that if I get any better than 17th place start, I could be on the podium.
Right.
So, yeah, that was huge confidence booster for me. And then all week I worked with Jeff Ward and my mechanic Rich with starts, and that definitely paid off. So,
talk about a little more specific. What did Wardy talk to you about, teach you about starts? What kind of was he seeing that you were doing wrong, and what did he correct and all that?
He just perfected my technique. You know, we tried some different things on the bike, some different, you know, body positioning stuff, just different ways to time the gate, how I go over the gate, just everything. So, I mean, he's Jeff Ward, so you know he's got all the knowledge in the world about being on a motorcycle, so I knew if I listened to him that it would be a good outcome.
One thing about Wardy is he doesn't like throw it back at you who he is, or there's no ego with the dude.
No, he's just another guy on the street. That's what I like about him, because I mean that's how I try and act. I idolize the guy on and off the motorcycle, so it's he's my idol, so it's awesome to work with him.
Do you think Rich, with your win, do you think Rich possibly could like you better than Brayden yet?
I don't know. They got a little man-friend crush going on. So, I mean, I try not to get in between it. I don't want to play the whole jealous new girlfriend type act.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's funny. I mean, we actually joke. We say that Rich is my dad and JB is my granddad, because he was the first one on the track to congratulate me as soon as I landed, turned around, and JB was on the track giving me a hug. So.
Yeah.
He's another guy that I've looked up to, because he's just so, you know, subtle, and so, you know, he's got no cockiness. He's just, you know, straightforward and tells like it is, and that's what I really like about him.
You could win this thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Like this whole title.
Yeah, I mean, it's in sight, so,
I mean,
I'm pumped, and to be where I am now and where I was 2 years ago is, you know, it's crazy to think.
Cool. Hey, thanks, man. Congrats.
Thank you.